Our planting progress is moving at a fairly fast pace. I'm Keith Weinberg with your WNAX Farm News Update. This Farm News Update being brought to us by Farmers Union Insurance. For a no-obligation quote, contact a local agent today. Brad Rippey is the USDA's meteorologist.
This time of year, all eyes are on the Midwest and the corn and soybean planting progress numbers.
Despite some of the Midwest receiving some much-needed rain slowing down planting progress, according to the USDA, our planting progress of the U.S. corn and soybean crop are moving along at a fairly good pace.
We saw a doubling of the corn planting progress during the week ending April 27th, a U.S. advance from 12% to 24% complete, and that keeps that overall number ahead of the five-year average of 22% planted, 1 point behind last year's number at this time, 25% planted on April 27th.
That's just for corn. How about the soybeans?
Producers were able to take advantage of those open periods of weather to plant quite a few soybeans. So for the week ending April 27th, national progress sits at 18%. That is up from 8% a week ago and places that current number well ahead of the five-year average of 12% and also ahead of last year's 17%.
And how about for our sugar beet producers?
We have finally seen some real big progress. It is really the week where everybody's starting planting in the Red River Valley, and we see progress advancing during the week ending April 27th. From 2% to 44% in Minnesota and from 3% to 31% in North Dakota. That puts both of those numbers way ahead of the five-year averages of 29% in Minnesota and 16% in North Dakota. Put it all together, and national planting progress for sugar beets passing the halfway mark to reach 54%, five-year average just 38%.
That's your WNAX Farm News Update, brought to us by Farmers Union Insurance. I'm Keith Weinberg.